Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mississippi State's got a commitment from a big-time quarterback prospect. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he's a NBA draft analyst for ESPN. Jonathan Gavone, please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Jonathan, it's Gary. How are you holding up in these uncertain times?
I'm doing great, GP. How are you?
Everything's good in my world, man. I appreciate you being here. Let me start with a very simple question that might not have a simple answer. Are we going to have a draft on June 25th?
I think we're going to have a draft. I'm not sure it's going to be on June 25th. I think that all really depends on what happens with the NBA season. I think their preference is going to be to do the draft after the season is over, because all the trades and, you know, all the players being on rosters makes it very difficult mechanically to do it. So I think that until we exhaust every last option in terms of actually playing games, which is going to, you know, lead well into May, if not June, then I don't think we have any idea about when the draft is going to be held.
What about, like, pre-draft stuff? I mean, are the evaluations in person basically done, or just too early to know for sure?
Well, listen, if the NBA season is going to be held June and July, and, you know, the playoffs end in August, then that means the draft is in early September. Who knows what the world is going to look like at that time? You know, maybe by then we're back on commercial flights, or we have some kind of miracle vaccine in our hands that lets people get, you know, travel. And so it's just so hard to say. There's so much uncertainty. But right now my gut says that it's very unlikely that there's going to be an NBA combine, workouts, pro days, all those things that we're used to, I think are out the window.
I'm talking to Jonathan Gavone, NBA draft analyst for ESPN. You had a story published yesterday. It started this way. College athletes who plan to test the NBA draft waters this spring are finding themselves in the middle of a budding standoff between the NCAA and player agents, according to multiple sources. Many of the more than 150 prospects are picking from a small group of qualified agents as they seek feedback before deciding whether to go pro. This falls in line with what some of the biggest agents in the country were telling us when the NCAA tried to put these mandates on them. They said, listen, we're not jumping through all these hoops because you say we have to. And now here we are. It is impacting the pre-draft process. How do you think this all gets squared out?
I think ultimately the NCAA is going to have to turn a blind eye to all these players who end up signing with non-NCAA certified agents, just because, you know, if you look at last year's group of guys, you know, the players that tested the waters and came back to school but did not have NCAA certified agents, you're talking about guys like Obi Toppin, like Jordan Nwora, like Devon Dotson, Peyton Pritchard, Skylar Mays. I mean, these are some of the best players in college basketball. These are all Americans. And so I just don't see a scenario in which we go through this miserable spring and summer in which there are no games and there's no revenue coming in. And then, you know, the next National Player of the Year candidate, Obi Toppin, comes back to school and they tell him, sorry, you're ineligible for the rest of your college career. I just don't see, you know, the amount of backlash that that would create would be untenable for the NCAA, and they just lose so much money too. Obi Toppin, you know, was one of the most exciting parts of the college season. So I just don't see a way that they go through with this, but then I don't know how they're going to convince agents in a year from now to go and get certified if they end up, you know, making this rule and not enforcing it.
Let's stay on Obi Toppin for a minute. Let's assume he is in the draft for good. You know, he's a National Player of the Year. On one hand, tremendous player. On the other hand, 22 years old. How much does 22-year-old being 22 years old hurt him on draft night, whenever draft night is?
I think it's the reason he's probably not going to be the number one pick in the draft. You know, because you look at it, you say he was the best player on one of the top teams in college basketball. They were going to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament if they won the Atlantic 10 tournament. So the best player and maybe the best team in college basketball would usually have a pretty good case to be the number one pick, but that's not going to happen because he's 22 years old, because, you know, he's probably operating at 120% of his potential right now. You know, being at Dayton with a phenomenal point guard, you know, a five-out offense where he's playing center, so much space around him, I think that that's the best version of Obi Toppin you'll possibly see. And so for that reason, I think he ends up going more in the 5 to 10 range, but he's still going to end up being drafted really high and being a very good NBA player.
At this time last year, it was pretty much determined Zion Williamson was going to be the number one pick in the draft. How many players, because I don't know that there's a clear-cut number one right now, how many players could reasonably be selected first overall?
I would say it probably comes down to Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman, and LaMelo Ball, depending on who gets the pick. I don't, you know, you can make a case for Denny Avdia potentially, but I don't see that being realistic. But it's going to be a funny draft, you know, in the sense that nobody's going to be incredibly excited to get that pick, because there's a real chance that that player ends up having a negative effect on your roster when you look at the fact that you're asking them, it's a $10 million a year investment. That player is not going to be worth $10 million next year in terms of the production that you get from him. So there's some real trepidation from NBA teams I talked to about getting that number one pick, which is crazy if you think about it.
Talking to Jonathan Givony from ESPN. Obviously, people have known LaMelo Ball for a long time because he's part of a famous Ball family. His father, of course, LeVar Ball. I first met LaMelo when he was 13 years old, playing 17 and under out in Las Vegas. Obviously, he's grown up a lot since then. He's a 6'7 point guard, great ball handler, incredible passer. What makes him a legitimate threat to be the number one pick in the draft?
We just don't find guys who are 6'7", who are pure point guards, who can make every pass in the book. I mean, he is easily the most talented player in the draft, just in terms of his feel for the game, his basketball IQ, his creativity. You know, you just don't make guys like him. And then you top that with the fact that he's going to be one of the youngest players drafted overall. He just turned 18 years old a couple of months ago. So, I mean, he may still be growing. Every time I watch him, I swear, I'm in New York City. This is our life right now. Ambulance is going down the street every day.
Yeah.
And so, he's the real deal, talent-wise.
I'm talking to Jonathan Givony from ESPN. And, I spent a lot of time in New York, so I'm used to the sirens. Let's step away from basketball for a minute. What's it like to be in New York City right now?
You know, I know that the situation is awful in terms of what's going on in hospitals, and their friends of mine are affected by this. You know, I can't say that, you know, other than the fact that it's incredibly quiet, you know, when you're not hearing ambulances going down the street. In the morning, we go out, and it's like I live in the middle of the desert. You know, it's just us. But honestly, I know that the situation is bad here. You don't feel it on a day-to-day basis the way that people keep calling me. They're like, oh my God, are you okay? You know, why didn't you leave? And what's going to happen? And honestly, it doesn't. It's not quite as bad as you would think, but I think, you know, we're only in the beginning of this. I think we still have a long ways to go here.
There's no question. I'm wrapping up here with Jonathan Gavone from ESPN. Last thing before I let you go, you mentioned James Wiseman is a legitimate candidate to be the first player selected. Some of that might come down to who wins the lottery and gets that first pick. Do we have a sense on April 1st of whether he helped himself, hurt himself, or did neither by deciding to call it a college basketball career after three games?
I think he unquestionably hurt himself. I think he really had a chance to cement himself as a number one player in the draft. And, you know, making this move, quitting on his team the way that he did, I think it really created a lot of question marks that he didn't need to have, just in terms of, you know, his commitment to, I mean, are they just, NBA teams are wondering, is he going to do the same thing to us? You know, because this isn't the first time that James Wiseman decided not to play basketball. And so, you know, one time you say, okay, two times, a third time you're starting to wonder what, you know, is this a trend that we're going to be seeing? And so I don't think that's fair to James Wiseman, because I think he's a phenomenal kid and he's a phenomenal talent, and I just think he got bad advice. I really think that had he played out the rest of the season with Memphis, he would be on much firmer ground right now. But, you know, to his credit, this is a weak draft class and there's not many alternatives, and so he is still going to go really high. But I also think from a development standpoint, it would have helped him a lot to play out the season. He would have been more ready entering the NBA.
That is Jonathan Gavone from ESPN. Make sure you're reading him at ESPN.com. And you're following him on Twitter at Draft Express. That's at Draft Express. Thanks so much for being here, buddy. Great as always. Stay safe in New York, okay?
Will do, GP. Thanks for having me.
I'll see you. That's Jonathan Gavone from ESPN.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.